Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Winnie, the wallaby, has been found safe and well in County Tyrone, and I'm joined on the line now by Richard Beattie, who's owner of Glen Park Estate, where Winnie lives. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good. Great news. Great news.
Great news.
We were talking to Killian McLaughlin from Wild Ireland about this the other day because he has wallabies and he lost one at one stage in Bundoran, and he was saying you need to run fast and have a big net to catch them.
That's definitely true words, yes.
Tell me about the search for Winnie and how you managed to find her. She wasn't far from where she escaped.
No, Winnie, the search started for Winnie on Sunday evening after about a 4:30 on Sunday evening, and we searched day and night for her to get it. And we're starting to give up hope of finding her because we've had more reportings of her being found all over parts of Ireland, and we just started to know how far to go to look for her. But we had a fellow, Derek Story, who does a bit of work in Glen Park, and he was in yesterday evening, and he says, oh, I have a friend here from Ahahal, and a fellow, Tony Smith, and he's a deer stalker, and he came down with his night vision goggles and heat detection, and he was fit to come on her last night, about midnight last night.
And was she just sitting there calmly somewhere, or what was she
up to? She was sitting buried. She was in a wee bit of a woodland beside Glen Park Estate, which is completely overgrown with weeds, nettles and briars, and she was just in the middle of it. He said, you couldn't have seen her. You could have walked past her. She wouldn't have moved. She was sitting down so tight into the ground. But it was just that when they were close to, they could see the vision of her through the heat, through their night vision goggles. Mm-hmm.
The poor thing. She hadn't gone far. She must have been frightened, maybe.
Well, she was probably frightened, but she was when you sit back now and think about it, that's where she felt safe in her territory, that she was in safe things. It was all completely covered over, that nothing could go near.
Mm. Was there any trouble catching her then?
Yes, we had a bit of a problem to get her. She's so fast, so when you come close to her at all, she would just jump and pounce, and all you hear is bump, 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 and away she's away, just no stopping her. We set a net up and we got her netted at the finish. That's how we got her caught at the finish with a net.
Right, that was about midnight last night, was it?
I was just short after midnight last night.
So yes. How's she been since?
She's back into her enclosure. We've put a smaller enclosure up and we've put Jeffrey, her companion, and Jeffrey and Winnie together in the enclosure together now at the moment. So getting back to reunited together again.
Mm, you need a high fence now.
A high fence now, definitely for the cover over and completely she's not get away again.
Do you think Jeffrey was happy to see her back?
Jeffrey was delighted to see her back. we were so delighted to see her back herself, so it's all right, worked out so
Listen,
well.
You must have been delighted because when we were talking to Killian, he was saying you wouldn't know how far these things could get, you know? She could have been anywhere.
She could have been anywhere, and we've had reports of her 30 miles away, as far as Dublin Airport. We've some of the emails and people who's contacted us, it's unbelievable. Other people has been looking for her. So I'd just like to put a big thank you to everybody who came here voluntarily to come and help the search for her.
Oh, you know,
it was absolutely first class. We never couldn't believe it.
I don't know if you've ever seen, Richard, in the long term car park at Dublin Airport, there's these massive hares, like they're huge, the size of big dogs. And I just wondered, did somebody see one and think, oh, that's the wallaby?
When there was a lady going to Barcelona on her holidays and she sent us an email to say that she was on tick-off, she's seen the wallaby on the runway.
There you see?
So absolutely brilliant to get Winnie back again.
I'm sure it is. Richard, thanks so much for talking to us about it, and we wish you well with Winnie and Jeffrey there, safe and sound at Glen Park Estate. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.